This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. My name is Sean, this is my friend Robot, and we are ready for another nonsense time-travelling adventure on this week's podcast.
We're really getting our money's worth out of this time machine, huh?
We certainly are, Robot, because a couple of weeks ago on our inventions episode, someone suggested that we should have an invention which was a robot dinosaur called Bob, which was also attached to a jetpack, which could travel through time. And last week, we went back to Robot Medieval Times, and we asked you again where you think we should go this week, and Plum Products 876, you legend, suggested Robot Jurassic Times, which we're really excited about and a little bit scared.
Not really sure about this, to be honest.
Oh, come on, Robot, where's your Christmas spirit? Hold on tight, because here we go to Robot Jurassic Times. Ah, so here we are, Robot, in the jungly overgrowth in Robot Jurassic Times. Isn't that interesting?
You know, we can just say no to stuff, Sean.
What do you mean, we can say no to stuff?
If some kid makes a mad suggestion like Robot Dinosaur Times, we can be like, nah.
That's not the spirit of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. We always say yes to stuff, Robot. That is the key to the success of this podcast.
Let's just go to 1996 and watch the Euros or something.
And just watch the Euros? What, watch England lose in the semi-final?
But no, here we are stressing about robot dinosaurs.
I'm not stressed about it. I think this is really nice. I'm really interested and looking forward to seeing the robot dinosaurs.
Probably going to get eaten.
What is it? Why?
Probably going to die.
This is not the attitude that lends itself well to comedy.
Oh no, what's that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good, does it, Robot?
Horrible, terrifying, ominous footsteps.
Uh-oh. Oh no, oh my days.
Sugar, honey, iced tea, it's a giant, massive Tyrannosaurus.
It's a massive robot Tyrannosaurus, Robot. We need to run. We need to get out of here. Oh my days, it's chasing us.
Oh my dilly, we are so dead.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna die.
I don't want to die.
I mean, I know this is a comedy podcast, but I'm so sorry. This is going to be disturbing for young... Oh, no! What? Hang on, I thought Tyrannosaurus Rex has only had little arms. It's just extended and snatched robot.
Help me.
I mean, oh, my... Oh man, we are in big trouble here, Robot. This robot, right, guys. This robot dinosaur, it's dragged us back to this cave.
We are so dead, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Well, hello there, boys. My name is... I am a dinosaur.
That is a scary name.
Yeah, I don't even understand what that name means.
Are you going to eat us?
Eat you. Do not be ridiculous. We dinosaurs are incredibly friendly, genial beasts.
What do you mean, you're friendly, genial beasts?
Oh, wait, yeah, I remember. Dinosaurs in Robot Jurassic Times are actually super friendly.
You're kidding me. And you were the one who was getting all stressed out about it earlier on.
Carbon-based dinosaurs, though, are always annoyed about stuff. Sorry, I got confused.
So we're actually going to have a really nice time with these dinosaurs?
We will take care of you. Feed you delicious Jurassic cuisine and provide traditional Jurassic entertainment for our guests.
Traditional Jurassic entertainment? That sounds immediately great.
Please meet my family. This is my husband. His name is...
Oh, hello. Didn't actually spot these other robot dinosaurs. He's actually only a little one, the husband. No offense.
And this is my baby. His name is...
Oh, and a cute little baby dinosaur. Tremendous. What a lovely family.
Make yourself comfortable. Our first bit of traditional Jurassic entertainment is about to begin.
Well, look at this robot making some nice robot dinosaur friends. I, for one, am looking forward to this Jurassic entertainment. I'll tell you what, robot, this has just been completely pleasant, and I am thoroughly excited for what the traditional Jurassic entertainment's going to be, and it looks like they're arriving now.
Jokes! Who wants jokes?
What on earth is this? Look at this. This fella in a loincloth just arrived.
My name is Caveman George. Comedy Caveman George, to be precise. Welcome to my humble abode, and by abode, I mean our cave.
Hi, Caveman George. You remind me of someone from our present times a little bit, Caveman George, but you can't possibly be...
He must have been a very funny person.
You can't be the same person because we're a million years apart and you go hoof and he doesn't. So definitely, obviously a different person. Hi, so...
This person sounds highly interesting. Hoof.
So what happens now then? What happens in the tradition? What's a traditional Jurassic comedy entertainment act like? I'm excited.
Well, firstly, everybody, I need to ask one thing. Does anybody have any rocks? Because last time I told my jokes, people threw rocks at me and it hurts. So is there any rocks out there? If you have, can you put them away, please, before I start? You strangers, have you got rocks?
No rocks. No rocks. I've got a quick question just before you start. Why yes. Do you keep going humph? What's that for?
Caveman. I'm a caveman comedy George.
Okay, it's quite deranged.
I pump my chest. Humph. That's me pumping my chest. It's a podcast, but if you can imagine, I'm pumping my chest right now.
They even know what podcasts are a million years ago, robot. Isn't that great? Right, okay, Caveman George, let's hear your jokes.
What did the teenage caveman and cavewoman love to do?
I don't know.
Go clubbing.
That's good. I like Caveman George. I like this Jurassic George. His jokes are
appreciate,
good.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Put that rock down, robot. We don't need it at the moment.
Hey.
Leave it. Good robot.
Easy. I'll get my dinosaur on you.
I'm excited for whatever the next one is.
Okay, here goes. Why do smart cavemen do their tests on stone tablets? Because the tests are harder.
I'm genuinely finding these hilarious.
I like this audience. You can stick around, my friends. You laugh more than the dinosaurs. I can never really have a conversation with them. It's all teeth.
Maybe when we go back to the present time, maybe that's the advice we can give our friend George from the present time. He's very similar to you, but not the same. Maybe that's what we can just advise him, is that you need to theme your jokes. Just theme them.
This George that you speak of, he sounds... funny, intelligent, and incredibly handsome. Is that so?
So part of me, Caveman George, I've just had this brainwave while we're sat here in this cave with these robot dinosaurs and your good self. Why don't maybe one day, if we can try and balance up the timelines, maybe Caveman George could meet present day George and they could have a joke off of some description.
I would very much like to do that. That sounds very interesting to me. This George fella sounds incredibly interesting. A very interesting human species.
It is interesting, isn't it? And I think our podcast listeners will be very interested as well. Do you want to send us off with one last joke?
No. I'm joking. Ha ha ha. But I will give you one more. This is a fourth. Sorry, I'm just trying to find one. Let me open my big stone joke book to page 4. Okay, here goes. My father looked at me over the dinner table as I chewed on a massive steak. Aren't you going to eat anything else? He asked. Caveman only eat meat. Do you see any of them around? I looked up at him and replied, yes. Poof!
I don't really know what happened there, but it was great.
Poof! Appreciate. Appreciate it.
So this is kind of weird, because usually when we get treated to a segment of jokes, we sort of, not impolitely, but boo, because they are rubbish. But me and Robot, by and large, have had a nice time. And I think Robot was thinking of throwing rocks at you, so I'm not sure how to end this bit now. Maybe with applause.
Well, are you just saying that because you're scared of my dinosaur friends?
And the fact that you're a lot taller than present day George, and a lot more muscly.
Big caveman. So, taller than you.
So
I squash Robot with one step and my club.
So we're going to just give you a round of applause.
Appreciate.
This has genuinely been one of the most pleasant experiences I've ever had in Robot Jurassic Times, Robot, and we're going to be treated to even more traditional Jurassic entertainment, and we're going to be treated to a traditional Jurassic musical act who is arriving now.
Oh my gosh.
They've booked Katie from millions of years in the future.
Oh, ever since that last time travel, I've just got so many more gigs.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant, isn't it, when you can actually have a gig at any time in the entirety of history.
Yeah, I can pop in. Even if I was double booked, not a problem when you've got a time machine.
Exactly.
You just like go back and do the other one.
I mean, we really, really have made all of our lives easier on discovery of this dinosaur-based time machine that we've got here.
Yeah. The only problem is if someone, you know, sees the material from the other gig, they're like, oh, I've already seen your jokes. So it's a bit, you know, can be a bit confusing.
There is that tightrope to walk, isn't there?
I try not to think about it.
But I hear that you've been booked as a Jurassic musical act.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So I've made a song specifically to honour dinosaurs, really.
Oh, great news.
I do love them so much. I mean, the one that gave me a ride here, we just had such a great chat. I gave him 5 stars.
You can get a good bond with a dinosaur on a jetpack, can't you? They've got
exactly.
Tails, especially one that can travel through time.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just all good, clean dinosaur fun.
Has he told you about the time when he went back to pirate times?
No.
And he was on that pirate ship? Has he not told you that
one
yet?
That's so great.
Next time you see Bob, make sure you ask him about the bit with Blackbeard.
Oh, brilliant. I can't imagine a dinosaur on a boat. That's already class.
Already lends itself to comedy, doesn't it?
Perfect.
And so you've brought a song title suggestion from one of our friends in the future. Mm-hmm. If you're all keeping tabs on the timelines here, didn't Max give you the idea for this song?
Yeah, Max suggested it, and it's the song title is "The Dinosaur Ate My Grandma."
Perfect. So here we are performing in this lovely dino cave. Is Katie with "A Dinosaur Ate My Grandma."
My grandma told me to clean my room. She told me to brush my teeth. She gave me soggy biscuits and wet kissed me on the cheek. I got an egg for my birthday. It was heavy and sparkly grey. It sat in the sun all summer long. It cracked right open one day. Hey, a dinosaur. It's an incredible dinosaur. I promise you, it's totally true. An incredible dinosaur. The dinosaur ate my grandma. I knew my dad would be mad. So I dressed it up like grandma, and the likeness wasn't bad. The dinosaur messed up my room. It stopped me brushing my teeth. It ate my soggy biscuits and it licked me on the cheek. Mom and Dad were disappointed that I didn't make my bed. I tried to explain it was Grandma's fault, but they didn't believe what I said. A dinosaur, it's an incredible dinosaur. I promise you, it's totally true. An incredible dinosaur, an incredible dinosaur.
Grandma, would you like a piece of cake?
Oh, thank you so much. Have I pronounced your name right? Not sure. But thank you so much for looking after us. And thank you for the entertainment as well. It's been lovely.
It was so lovely having you as our guest. Do come back to Robot Jurassic Time soon.
Probably use his time machine again, I reckon.
Might as well milk this thing as much as we can.
Yeah, I agree. Can never have enough fun with a time machine. And as always, we want you to tell us where to go. Thank you for the suggestion of going back to dinosaur times or robot Jurassic times. Can we just give some honourable shout outs to some rather mad eras that were suggested for us to go to? Example, the time of the sombrero wearing peanuts. It was the time where peanuts walked and talked and wore sombreros. Gnome Beaver, I would love to know what is happening in your brain to suggest that. We love it. Maybe we go there one day. Hogwarts in 1999. That's not a bad shout, actually, Robot. We could just go and hang around with Harry Potter. Shouts at the Stone Age and the Cheeseburger Neolithic era. Again, another great shout. And to the Georgian times where King George is king. King George the Funny. Loads of great suggestions there. Thank you so much for all of those. And keep them coming. Keep them mad. If you've got any new ideas of where you want us to go, then let us know in the review section on Apple Podcasts, or you can email us at robot@funkidslive.com. I reckon we just might as well hang out here, Robot, in dinosaur times until we get our next instruction of where to go in the time machine.
That's a nice idea, Sean, but we have a radio show that we need to do every weekday from 6:30 to 10.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. We need to do our Fun Kids Breakfast show, don't we? All right then, scratch that. Right, we're going to jump in the time machine. Let us know where you want us to go into time next, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.